1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden pardoning thousands of military veterans who were convicted under a law that banned gay sex for more than half a century. The president saying in a statement that the military is righting an historic wrong. Those vets who were dishonorably discharged will be able to take advantage of benefits that they have been denied. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange pleading guilty to one count of violating the Espionage Act and arriving back in his home country of Australia. Human rights lawyer Jennifer Robinson outside court.
Today is a historic day. It brings to an end 14 years of legal battles. And finally, after 14 years of legal battles, Julian Assange can go home a free man.
The U.S. Supreme Court expected to rule on at least some of the dozen cases left from this term, among them one deciding the absolute immunity question for Donald Trump, the former president and the current one getting ready for tomorrow night's debate in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge is granting a temporary injunction that will allow people with disabilities to vote at home electronically. Dane County's Everett Mitchell says the state law banning election clerks from emailing absentee ballots to disabled voters is unenforceable. The case could go all the way to the state Supreme Court. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. Kristen Cira is a teacher in Port Washington with an autoimmune disorder, but she's listening to hear what the candidates have to say about helping young people.
What are we going to do about this whole generation of people who do not have health care as part of their employment package? How are they going to access health care so they can stay healthy?
Civic Media's debate coverage is on many of these stations tomorrow night at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Damaging and severe thunderstorms rolled across Wisconsin Monday night and Tuesday morning, leaving flooding, down trees, power outages, and upended campers in its wake. The National Weather Service has confirmed that an EF1 tornado hit Menominee County. And on its Facebook page, Oconto County Sheriff's Office posted photos of overturned campers in the Berry Lake area. The Oconto Sheriff's officials say no injuries were reported. United States Senator Bernie Sanders will visit the Fox Valley for a rally this week. Senator Sanders will hold the rally at the Plumbers and Steamfitters UA Local 400 in Kakana Thursday at 5 p.m. It's to rally the progressive movement in Wisconsin. Doors open at 4 p.m. Senator Sanders is currently seeking his fourth term in the Senate, representing the state of Vermont. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks are ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks general manager John Horst will be on the clock with the 23rd pick in the NBA draft and was asked, will he take a player for the future or one that contributes this season?
Doesn't mean that we wouldn't draft a player that can't really contribute now and really has a big time horizon and a big upside. That's something we'll always look at. But I think those other options in the past have been more attractive to us, and I think we've gotten great benefit out of it, and I think we'll continue to focus on those. And that's really what's going on right now this time of year, is you're just trying to generate as many of those options as you can to evaluate and hopefully make a good decision.
A blockbuster trade, the Knicks sending 5 first-round picks to the Nets for Mikal Bridges. Baseball, the Brewers with a 3-1 win over the Rangers. Joey Ortiz with a solo home run shot. Pat Murphy asked, did he know what he had with Ortiz in spring training?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know much about the player. You know, when a guy's in the American League, and I've been in the National League for 9 years, I didn't know much about him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We may catch an isolated sprinkle at some point this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Our high 76, wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for being with us on our one-year anniversary show. Mino and the Mayor here. It's been a unique day.
Wow. Special because the Melchors are in the house.
The Melchors are in the house. We're actually going to talk more real estate.
Yeah.
You guys are bulking up for your next weigh-in, right?
Thank you to Mark Houston for just pressing bagels. Jim and I both talked about weight loss. First, we run out and grab bagels and cream cheese.
Yeah. The starch diet.
Thank you, Mark. We love Bellin and you.
That's super nice.
Yeah. One of the things, we were talking real estate, but during the break, we were talking about Alaska, too.
Yeah.
And I want to throw this out there because one of the improvements that you can do in a home that'll, you know, reap the most benefits is your primary bathroom. Yeah. But in Alaska, each one of the Airbnbs that we were at, bidets.
Yeah.
It
must be big.
Yeah.
It must be big. And, you know, people have strong feelings about bidets one way or the other.
Yeah. You really think the state that wipes the world is going to support. We make a ton.
Yeah,
do you think Procter & Gamble is going to get behind that?
My husband out of work.
I know.
Right.
Yeah, my family out of work. We should talk about that in Green Bay.
There might be a gunman up in the building.
You know what's funny? A great friend of mine, a Vietnam veteran. And by the way, we got some Vietnam veterans coming in here after this. You might have met them out there.
Yep.
Mungs. Yeah. Which is great. I think that's an untold story. But anyway, he put a little museum together in his house, which was exactly with his old uniform from Vietnam when he was out in the
book. Cool.
And they used to carry their little packet of toilet paper in the headband of their helmets.
Oh my gosh.
He's got an authentic one there. And it says right on there, made in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh. That's
super
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. That is awesome.
But bidets, very popular in some parts of the world, but I don't know that that's going to...
Yeah.
Catch fire here.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's catching on.
Why Alaska would that be the...
I don't know. It's really big there.
Yeah, very shiny heinies.
That's their tag.
That's their tagline.
I don't know. I prefer we wipe the world. So I don't know. I'm a Green Bay guy.
That sounds like a song. But we are the world. Yeah, we wipe the world.
Somebody's got to do a spoof on that. We wipe.
Was it a?
Was
it a? It was a poop on that.
Oh my god!
A spoof on that.
Just be quiet for a while.
Right. Oh my god!
That is my all-time favorite word.
Yeah, Deanna loves the word poop.
One thing about Alaska, what you guys are talking about though, is, and we're talking about, it's a little bit expensive, but it's fun talking. It's hard to find, but it's fun talking like the native Alaskans.
Big time.
Like I remember talking to one about what it was like back in the day.
Sure.
And it's some of those small towns, you guys that are probably big tourist towns now, he was talking about what it was like. Like a lot of those places didn't get electricity, and you're talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
A lot of those places. So that's really upgraded over the years.
Well, we talked to a gentleman. We actually, in Seward, we stayed at this amazing little campground, and they had yurts. So it was super cool to stay in a yurt. But
do you know what a yurt is, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was round. I don't think it's like a round.
I think it originated in Mongolia.
Isn't it called kind of a round?
Yeah. It's like glamping.
What?
Like glamping, like camping, but glamorous.
Camping, but glamorous.
A bed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if those are the two words put together for glamping, but in my head, it sounds
good to me.
So, anyway, we were staying there, sitting out by the campfire, talking to this gentleman who had lived there for, I don't even know at this time, 20 years.
He had been there for a while, yeah.
And he lives kind of in an area where you have to fly in. If they have 7 miles of roads just in that community that don't go anywhere else. So if you're going to go in, you're going in by, I think you could get to it by boat too or close to it. And then, you fly
flying in.
If you're going to get a car, it gets flown in.
Well, a lot of those places, though, because did you ever watch that show? It's from the 60s. It's on PBS about once a year, Alone in the Wilderness, where the guy goes up there and he builds his own cabin. And the guy does fly in with the little bush pilot type thing, which I've always wanted to do, with his supplies and everything. Yeah. But most of those communities, and the guy who's talking about it, are connected by water, or else you're bleep out of luck if you got to get someplace.
But those bush planes are amazing. I mean,
Aren't they going
off continuously.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a business. Well,
and that guy that we were talking to, he asked where we were from, said Green Bay. He asked where we went to school. Oh, yeah. I said Stevens Point. And he said a good friend of mine is a bush pilot. He's from Stevens Point.
Oh, my God.
But the little addition to the story is that he said he's a really good bush pilot. He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. So it must be a dangerous job.
Wow.
Hey, given you guys are realtors and great realtors here in our community, did you check out real estate in Alaska? Because they still have Homestead up there.
We didn't check into that. I looked it up. They don't have the Homestead anymore.
Eventually, in like the 80s, I think.
Right. And then we're going to get off the grid. That would be a place to go, right?
That would definitely be the place to go.
You bet. No electronics, no scales.
Right.
Right.
Is marijuana legal up there? Because he won't go any place where marijuana is.
It is legal. It is legal up there.
There you go, Jim. Checks all the boxes.
But you don't have to do it.
All right.
No.
Right.
No.
So, hey, we could turn Milton into a little husky. He'll pull us on the sleigh.
That could work. How is the real? I'm just curious. And we'll get back to Green Bay, but how is real estate? Is it like super expensive up there, or did you do any comparisons on like a?
You know what? Well, go ahead.
Yeah, it's rather expensive.
I mean,
the places that we were at. I mean, a house that in Green Bay would cost upper 300s is probably around 600,000-700,000 up there.
Yeah.
And it's
twice
expensive.
Much, huh?
But the cost to get everything up there is so darn expensive.
Oh,
That's why McDonald's is expensive. Everything's expensive.
Everything is expensive up there.
But you can't beat the beauty. I mean, it's just that is like you see those rams or whatever, those things with the curly, like the whatever. Those they stand right there. They're not that far away.
We did see those right after the airport.
Yep. Yeah.
They're right on the way to the airport. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I know. Yeah. We had landed at like 4:30 in the morning and we were driving down, we were on our way to Homer. And right up on a cliff is like this group of like 20 rams.
They're standing there looking at you and they don't.
Yeah.
It's like, and they're standing there. The mountain's pretty steep and they just.
I know.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, and the animals there. I mean, I got within a couple inches of a squirrel, you know, in one of the national parks. And it's like, this squirrel does not encounter many people.
No, that is just, it's a beautiful.
Yeah.
What are the humpback whales like? I'm fascinated by those kind of things.
Super you know, cool. it was so cool because they typically don't see them as much this time of year. And all of a sudden there was actually a couple of them. And we were on this tour that you can only stay so long and you can only get so close. So if they start getting closer, they have to shut off the boat. So at least it's the animals that are coming closer to you. Which they do. It was really cool. And then a little bit later, we were over looking at sea lions, and all of a sudden a humpback whale just kind of surprised us. Oh. The captain had no clue it was even there. Like nobody was spotting it or looking for it. And all of a sudden it was right there. It was really cool.
You know what I would never do in my life? And I'm a big kayaker.
Sure.
I'm a kayaker. I've gone kayaking.
Okay, there's a difference between I've gone kayaking once to I'm a big kayaker.
He always starts big and then backs off.
Always.
Have you ever launched your kayak?
Go ahead, John.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to. So anyway, but you see these videos, these people, these kayaks, and you see like a whale close to them come up and everything.
Crazy.
It's like, ah!
Yeah. I tried to get Ben to go kayaking there.
She did.
Did you do any whitewater rafting up there?
No.
We didn't. Okay. We saw a lot of people doing
it. That's like super popular.
Yeah.
It is. That's a good time.
I will say though, Deanna, she has such an obsession with dolphins, porpoises, yeah. and sea life that it was so cold.
It's
and
crazy.
She was
oh, really?
She stood the whole time out on the bow.
Yeah.
Just as the boat was moving. It was almost like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. Just, like just frozen yeah. snot.
Not like that at all.
Do you have any pictures of that?
Yeah.
Because we got a Facebook we like to put pictures on.
Yeah. He
she was
inside,
the
keep
only
it warm.
One out there.
Oh, my
just
God.
Holding on to the...
Well, that's cool. That's really
didn't
cool.
want to miss anything.
Oh, yeah. my God.
Didn't want to miss it.
What a great trip. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's
Thank
super. You. That's just fantastic.
Yeah, it yeah. was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Had a good time. So kitchens.
Oh,
we
yeah,
talked
yeah,
about
yeah.
kitchens. And then into the primary bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I well, mean, really any bathroom. But I mean, if you can really hit that primary bathroom
yeah.
and make oh,
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Primary bedroom, too.
You yeah. talked about the bidets, but it's worth spending some money on a bathroom. The showers
oh,
today.
Yeah.
I mean, if you stay in certain hotels, it's amazing what you can learn in the bathroom. And
oh, yeah.
bathrooms, some of these hotels, it's they're quite large.
Yeah. yeah.
Because some people tell you that people spend a lot of time in the bathroom, and they've yeah. really spent some money on them in some of these nicer hotels. And,
yeah.
Well, one of the old realtors I used to work with, I had a talk like this when I was getting...
Sure.
And he said about different things like this. And this is before, you know, every house was going so fast. And we were talking about that. And he said a bathroom won't make somebody buy a house, won't be the deciding factor in buying a house, but it's very often the deciding factor in not buying a house.
Oh, yeah. sure, sure.
That's,
I yeah. think that is spot on.
That's really true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. And you probably could say that about a couple of things. But, and then the other one that is, I think, kind of surprising is finishing off some sort of bonus space, whether yeah. it's an attic, basement, something mm-hmm. like that, but doing it within reason. Because mm-hmm. if you go all high end on your basement and you've got a $300,000, $400,000 house, you're not going to get your money out of it.
No.
But if you finish off your basement, you know, very reasonably, you are.
You would tell people to finish it off?
I do. Not all of it. You need some storage space, but right. you finish it off reasonably.
All right. Yeah.
Buyers love it, you know.
And we, when we talk about getting your house ready for sale, and houses aren't moving as fast. They're moving, but, you know, yeah. Johnny and I, we watch signs all the time.
Yeah, I just noticed, you sure. know, somebody's yeah. right. for a week or so without right. an accepted offer
Couple.
Sign. It's
yeah.
like, that's
Let me
a
just,
change
can
from
I just, like, go on that when you asked, finishing off your basement. Don't do it to sell your house, but for our buyers that are moving in that need some space,
oh.
you will get your money out of it.
Absolutely.
Finish
okay.
it off yeah. reasonably.
No, don't.
Use it.
Yes.
Become, you know, have it be your favorite space in the house, and it, you will get money out of it
okay.
when you go sell.
Yeah. Cool
you know another you know another thing though that too we're talking about that with kitchens, it's like I've been into like lots of houses for get-togethers or whatever, and they've got this, you know, it's like, oh, we're gonna make this dining room the gathering spot, we're gonna make this rec room the gathering spot. 99% of the time, nobody leaves the kitchen.
I know. Yeah.
Nobody leaves
True.
The kitchen.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. We did kind of that in our basement. We put yeah. a like a bar down there, everything, and we used, yep. we had a, like a little movie, we called it our movie room, but it was really just kind yep. of a small yeah. TV room. But that's what we used, and then, yeah, you hang out.
Everybody hangs
Nobody
out in the kitchen.
Hung out in the basement. Yeah.
Nope, exactly.
Yeah. And that's been years, not, that's not.
Years.
That's not yeah. something that's come around not lately. This has
yeah.
been years. Because I remember
always.
My dad would always say, we got this big house and everybody's in the kitchen.
Yep.
And
yep.
that's just...
Yeah.
Well, you think
yeah.
about it. When you have people come over, you always think you'll start in the kitchen. People yeah. have their wine and their snacks and then we'll move on. They never do. Yeah. You stay there the whole time.
Are these friends of yours outside the window?
I have no idea who these people
I know.
Are.
You guys have a huge
yeah.
fan club.
Yeah. We,
yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Security.
Security.
So
it could be the paper makers.
No.
One last quick thing for you guys. It's wonderful having you guys here. Great seeing you. One last quick tip on home yeah. buying or selling right now.
Oh my gosh. That was really on the spot. Price your home right.
Price your home right. Get pre-approved.
And
pre-approved all the time. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Especially
use,
now. Don't
and
mess
use
around.
Us.
And
you
and
yeah.
use exactly.
us.
Thank
yeah.
you,
Jim.
Ben Indiana, of course. Thank you so very
that's
much for being here.
There.
Thank
did
you for having
one
us.
One last quick thing. Did you bring us back anything? You know, you go on vacation, bring back a t-shirt or... No, okay.
Yeah. Just say, yeah, we haven't found it yet.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Ben Indiana Malcourt, thank you so much for being here. Back right after this.
Bay. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds.
She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba, with Peach Wabba, with Peach Wabba, with Peach Wabba, with Peach Wabba.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
We are back.
We are.
Thank you. Poor Todd today, huh?
Yeah. Wow, that was a pretty hard knock. We just want to thank, you know, Bay Area Realty. Aren't those nice people?
And Wonderful people.
I said to them, we didn't maybe talk as much X's and O's of real estate, but it just showed these are real people.
Yes.
You know, and people like to buy from people.
Yes.
And I tell you, Ben and Deanna are awesome. So
awesome.
Thank them for coming in. You've got some very, very special guests.
Very special guests. Well, John Kaler, who's one of my great guys, who's one of the best veteran advocates in the world. He runs a great organization in the Fox Cities where he has all the different veteran organizations coming together as one, which I think we need around here, something like that. Pete does an amazing job getting them all together. He's a Marine veteran, Vietnam veteran. And I've always told him, one of the lunches I was at for his organization had some Hmong veterans speak. And I have always been such a fan of the Hmongs and what they've done for our country. And even when I was talking, kind of ironic here, when talking real estate, for some reason, you know, if one of the things with the Hmongs, they're so loyal. And a couple of times I had clients, and boy, they told all of their friends. So I made a living pretty much selling houses to Hmongs because they were so loyal to you. And this you'd probably know what I'm talking about, but I can't pronounce. So I had a bad cold one time. You can't breathe. And I walk into their house. It's like, my nostrils just cleared up. What just happened? And they were cooking something, and she gave me a packet of this homemade sauce that she makes whenever I have a cold. I put that in soup or in anything that completely clears your head. It's so hot. If you have too much, it just burns your head. What, do you know the name of that, what I'm talking about, that sauce?
I'm not sure.
Okay, but it was amazing. But just wonderful people. But what the Hmongs did in Vietnam is a story that needs to be told so much better. So many downed pilots were rescued by the Hmongs. It's incredible. Introduce our special guest we have here, John.
Well, we have with us today Shua Shang, and he is commander of all of the Hmong veterans in Wisconsin. I think, Shua, you'd have around 200 or 300 vets, Hmong veterans, and he does an outstanding job representing them. He's had meetings with the governor and other local politicians. He is also a shaman in the Hmong culture where he works to help people heal and that kind of thing. I've known him for about the last 5 or 6 years. We've developed a relationship, and I'm telling you, I just enjoy his company and the company of his fellow Hmong veterans who like.
And I want to say this, John. You'd know a lot more. You were there. I feel like our country kind of abandoned them when we left. Would you agree?
Yeah, we did. And but now I'm thinking, you know, thanks to Shua and some of the work that he's done. Promoting them, getting them more visibility in the state, that things are starting to turn a little bit. So it's
great.
A good thing.
Shua, could you give a little explanation what you guys did in Vietnam?
Yes, my name is Shua Shang. Usually the Hmong culture, after you get married, your parents should be add another name for you. So you know, the Hmong people know me as now Shua Shang.
Okay.
Yeah, so I am a state commander for all the Hmong Lao veterans in state Wisconsin. Yeah, in my background and also in the Vietnam War, we lived in Laos. And during the Vietnam War, the Laos country, they controlled by the neutral, so did not allow the foreign military or troops on the ground in Laos. The President John F. Kennedy invited all king and prime minister to come to this country. And after that, they negotiate, I think, then back home, so they give that job to our leader, General Wang Pao.
Now, if I could just jump in, you helped the Americans, but the North Vietnamese wanted you to help them as well, correct? And you guys said, no, we're helping Americans, correct?
No, some people said help the North Korea.
Help the North Koreans, the North Vietnamese.
Yeah, but like us, we don't like communist ways. We with the friends and we with American.
Right.
During that time, General Wang Pao said, recruit all the Hmong people come to participate.
But I love the fact you're wearing an American flag on your vest. And you're so proud that you helped America. Yeah. What were the biggest dangers for you during the war?
Oh, that is a very danger when on the front line. Like I started my job there in 1970 to 1975. 1970, my father, my brother, and my uncle was killed in the front line. Mm. After that, so I came to represent my father's role, and very dangerous during the we fight each other because in Vietnam, there is more than us, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So that time, I in the front line too. It's very dangerous every night. Usually they fight us at night. That's in very incredible in that time. We got a lot of soldiers got killed and then the secret war in Laos. In that
but time. You guys really tried to help. Like if there was a pilot that got shot down, you try to get them.
Yes. Right. Yes. And the mission they could get to us as one is we saved the radar. The radar in Site 85 in the pool parties and North Laos. And second is rescue the American pilots. Third is blast the Ho Chi Minh too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and fourth is we protest our territories and border and not let the communists come over take our Laos.
John, tell me a little bit about what you guys thought of the Hmongs back in the day.
Oh, I think what's interesting is there's a lot of American veterans that don't know what the Hmongs did.
Right.
Even officers, because it was kept so secret, they
worked
with the CIA and that kind of thing. And the war that they fought was very, very real. I mean, they were drafted when they were 15. They were given a World War II carbine or an M1 and told to go out and, and kill communists. And their war was nonstop. They didn't rotate after 13 months or anything. They just lived
for the duration.
This whole thing. Exactly right. And I think now that, most veterans and our country is recognizing what they did, the major contributions that they made and the blood that was spilled. And it's just really incredible now they're coming full circle. Shu and I have gone to a couple different universities with his people and his high schools and, to kind of share this history that people ought to know about.
What was it like? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
No, I was just going to say, I think the people are appreciating that more and more. And I do think people are very happy that you're in our community. I will say about the Hmong community, and I've worked with them for years, they're just really good people. I mean,
absolutely.
You talk about good families.
Yep.
They don't take a lot of benefits. I mean, they just are really entrepreneurial. And your kids, you guys are turning out the doctors, lawyers. I mean, they really focus on education.
We got to set a quick break, Jim. We'll be back with more right after this.
Okay.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three Wisconsin cities are getting almost $5 million for freight rail improvements. Luxembourg, Reedsburg, and Wrightstown will split the money through the Freight Railroad Infrastructure Improvement Program. Projects include a new freight track, grain bin, and storage facilities. Weather emergencies like floods bring out the scam artists. Bao Vang of the Better Business Bureau says to be wary of contractors you don't know offering to fix your flood damage.
They're offering quick fixes or big promises that they do not intend to keep.
Vang recommends making sure you know what your insurance covers first. She says you're best off hiring local accredited contractors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Turning the Page is a drug abuse prevention program started by two addicts, Douglas Darby and Jacob Jensen, who take their stories to school students.
We relive those hard days. You know, I'm up there talking about, you know, the suicide of my father and, you know, the day that I walked into those pharmacies and robbed them, the day that machine guns were put to the back of our head and we were arrested. We talk about that to show that pain is still real.
It's about that connection, you know, and after we speak, they're more likely to access the resources that are already available in the schools.
Read the complete story at WGBW.FM. Tickets go on sale today for the Green Bay Packers' 23rd annual family night on August 3rd. This will be a full practice with a game-like atmosphere, giveaways, and a fireworks show. Doors open at 5:30. The team will take to the field for warm-ups at 7, and the practice begins at 7:30. Tickets are $10 a person. Fans must purchase a mobile parking pass to park in the Lambeau lots. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Hollywood Walk of Fame class for 2025 has been announced. According to Deadline.com, Jane Fonda, Colin Farrell, Jessica Chastain, and Emilio Estevez will all receive stars on the famous street in the Hollywood Hood. Those nominated by the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to receive their stars will have 2 years to accept the honor and have to shell out 75 G's to have it installed. Financing is not an option. 911's Ryan Guzman says J-Lo did a very ballsy thing before their intimate love scene in The Boy Next Door. The 36-year-old actor played opposite J-Lo in the steamy student-teacher thriller and says he learned a lot from Jenny on the set, like it's okay to wolf down pizza before filming an intimate love scene. Guzman told Jana Kramer on her Wind Down podcast that before a scene like that, most actors will only eat things like salad. Nothing is sexier between two actors going at it on screen than indigestion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We may catch an isolated sprinkle at some point this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Our high 76, wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Maggie Dawn.
Remember WikiLeaks? Next up, we'll discuss Julian Assange, villain or hero.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back at our one-year anniversary show. Thanks for everybody joining us and stopping in. And very special guest, my good friend John Kaler, of course, who runs the greatest organization for veterans in the Fox Cities you'll ever find. And he brought some very special guests, some Hmong who were veterans of the Vietnam War, helped the United States. And I have a hard time pronouncing your name, so pronounce it.
Shua.
Talk about when you turned, John just mentioned this to me, when you turned 15 years old, how did your life change at that point?
That time is during the war, you know, so and just very hard for my life, yeah, our people, because that we grew up, and myself grew up the war, you know, and just transfer every time, well, every day or every time, it's and just move. The village, and that's very dangerous.
But you become a full-time soldier at 15, right?
Right.
Now, when in 1975, the United States left, communists took over, what was your life like then?
Before that, we believed in the side peace, they call 18 points, and they signed in 1973, agreement each other, and both sides come to together, but finally, the communists alive, they cast our kings and our soldiers who participate with the United States. Yeah, so why we back to the jungle, use the Americans old weapon, okay. M16 or M1, yeah, need to resist it again.
And you guys were hunted, weren't you?
Yeah.
Can you describe that?
Oh, that is very hard for us. If we don't have food, we don't have medical and to help us, and also we don't have the weapon to again there. And when during that time, so they hunt us like animals. So they kill us and all the men, the women, the children.
They would kill the women and children.
Yeah, they killed us.
Wow.
Yeah. They don't care us, but we protect very hard. Again, with them, they're very hard. You know, they
what
cannot
was
come to
living in the jungle. Over, I mean, you got cobras and lions, and you lived amongst them, right?
And keep in mind too that these guys, it wasn't just them; it was their families, their little ones, and yeah.
And since myself, and during 1978, 1979. So 3 years that is, if we don't have food, don't have weapon, and don't have anything to help us in the jungle.
Unbelievable.
And the children and the other people die a lot then during that time.
Unbelievable. Did you ever see any cobras?
Yeah.
That's going to be the scariest thing in the world. Every Vietnam vet I talked to is like, how do you sleep in the jungle? You know there's cobras right around you. Jim?
That's not that long ago.
No, I mean, it's our lifetime.
It is. It's 1980.
We were hanging out in bars then. Yeah.
We were. The adjustment here, I can't think of anyone who's come from such an extreme to come here and make such a successful adjustment. I want to say this right. You coming here has really helped Green Bay, Brown County, Minneapolis, Wausau. You know, it's kind of where you went. And there's just so much we can learn. I mean, you eat healthy. We all drink a little too much, but you guys, you know, at the funerals, you know, you guys always, and then I would show up at the funeral and then you'd bring out the Jack Daniels. Oh, the mayor's here. It's like, that's not a good idea, you guys. My wife didn't like that, but it was good. But your students, your family is so strong.
Before we come to this country, so the elder people, they don't understand English, you know, and that's everything new for them, like myself too. But after that, a couple of years later, so we have the children that attended school and study at house. So almost 50 years right now, so we will appreciate, we got children, we got high education. Yeah, and then doctor, lawyer, engineers, or every level, so they have that. And like Green Bay, I attended Green Bay a lot of times. The Green Bay, Appleton, Warsaw, they connect together.
Right.
Yeah, those places are really nice for our Hmong people, community to live there. It'll be like that.
Well, you've been really nice to them. And education is something that's our future.
Yes.
And I think the Hmong community has really, really prioritized that. You do have the doctors, the lawyers, and some of these larger families, it's hard to get everyone to focus on academics. And you guys, however you've done it, has done a great job of that family unit and focusing on education.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
And good egg rolls.
Hey, you know, I got to tell you something funny, though. When I was in real estate dealing with one of my Hmong clients, and this other Hmong family came to look at the house, and there was a sign on one closet, you know, don't touch anything. But, you know, when you're showing a house, and it was all these statues and, like, shrines and everything like that. And these two young girls, like about 13 or 14 Hmong girls, and I said, hey, is this what you honor? Is this what you, you know, pay honor to or pray to? And things like that in Laos in your heritage? And the girls go, we don't know. We're from Kakana.
That's awesome, right?
And it's like the beauty of youth.
Right. Yeah. The honesty.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, is there anything that you want to say towards our communities just in the years you've been here, how it's been?
Oh, yes. I would like to say my people, the Hmong Laos, the people who settlement in this country, whatever, so any state or county, city, we must follow the laws and they have the government have that. Now, so we the American citizen also, also everything, so we must help them build in this country to prosper various, and really the younger people, in the future, they know how to see other life in this country.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And thank you for this book.
Yeah, you're welcome. So
this book is, tell me who it's from, John.
From General Powell, who Shua was very well acquainted with. Yeah.
Yeah, this book is from General Wang Powell, our leader.
And he's been here.
No, he's already. He's
he was
been here.
Here.
Oh,
right.
No kidding.
Yeah, he was in Green Bay. Yeah,
he's in Green Bay many, many times.
Right. That was great. I met him a few times. And
I'd love to meet him.
Can we take an effort?
Absolutely.
And I think what's another great thing about the Hmong community is you continue to celebrate your heritage. You know, with the music and the dancing, you have a lot of events, and I think that's really important that you haven't lost that. Even you moved over here from Laos and where you came from, that you've kept that identity and that culture and just that family unit. And I think that's really important. I think, as I said, I think diversity, the strength of diversity is how we can learn from each other. And we can learn a lot from your family unit and the work ethic that you have. And the general was here a number of times over at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. John, I just want to thank you for, I know I've been bugging you to talk to these guys. I want to talk to them for so long. This is a true honor. And I really and truly mean that. And I've never been to Vietnam, but I've interviewed numerous Vietnam vets. And that's all I ever hear from them is the Hmongs don't get enough credit and we abandon them. So on that, and you know what? Vietnam, 2 weeks before I graduated high school is when they evacuated the embassy and everything like that. So I was in high school, senior in high school, I was going to graduate. And that happened. And so many of my guys that I'd gone to school with actually had been in Vietnam and they felt horrible about that. They thought that was a disgrace the way we just left that country scrambling out, and that you guys were left behind. So I'm not trying to sound melodramatic here, but on behalf of our community, I apologize. We apologize for that and have all the respect in the world for what you've done for our veterans in Vietnam and what you've done for our community.
Yeah, we done. That's okay. And I very appreciate and thank you a lot for the United States government and local state bring us this country.
We're glad to have you.
Yeah, we're glad you're here.
It made us, our community, a better place.
Yep. Yeah, that's a very nice opportunity for us.
I'll say thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you and all your friends here. This is great. It's an honor to be with you.
You have something to talk to them? Oh, that's okay.
No, we got to run to another thing. We're running a little behind today. I apologize.
Okay.
We'll have you back again, though.
Yes.
That's
okay, John?
Thank you.
We'll do that.
Get
back
again.
We'll do that.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you so very much. Yep. I've always wanted to sit and talk with people that were in the war in that way.
Thank you.
So honored. Thank you so very much. Sure. Well, once again, it's our anniversary show, and Todd's got a special little thing here. Todd, what have you got going on? Oh, he doesn't have his mic on. Do you have your mic, Todd?
I think it's
I do
over
now.
Here.
Oh, okay. Oh, you do. Okay. So this person's not standing by quite yet.
Okay.
So let me do a little work on that.
Okay. Okay.
And then we've got a little.
It's a
game
mystery
of,
guest.
It's a who are you?
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll do that.
I like it. I like it a lot. One of the things, and you've talked about this too, with the, you've gone to a lot of their ceremonies and everything, and I just love their tradition. How they, you know, they've come over to a different country, but they keep their tradition alive. I think that's fantastic.
And I think I want to say this about he talked about the government. We very much support that. I mean, we attend their events and, you know, they honor their elderly.
Absolutely.
We can learn from
Wonderful.
That too.
No question.
Just what they do for the family unit, for the education, and just the honor they show their elders.
Yes.
We don't do enough of that here.
Totally agree.
And
could not agree more.
As we get older, Johnny, we have to promote that a little bit
I
more.
Need to be more honored by my family. If they're listening, honor me.
Right. I mean, come on. We're getting up there.
Yes.
It's amazing what they do. And, you know, I was teasing him about, they did, you know, I think they liked the mayor, but they would deliver these egg rolls that were, you can't find
phenomenal.
Them. They're just the best. And their food's great. Their culture's great. Their music's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
I totally agree.
Wonderful. Love the fact they're here.
Well, once again, we're going to be wrapping it up here in a couple of minutes with our 1 year anniversary show. If you've tuned in late, I want to thank the city of Green Bay for closing off the entire street, we're going to close off the entire street.
I know.
And for closing off the parking meters for our 1 year anniversary show, which was supposed to include a helicopter dropping ping pong balls,
details.
Food trucks outside, live band, magic tricks.
Yeah, that's Gizmo did text in. Did you see Gizmo?
Yeah.
He did. That was nice of you, Gizmo. Thank you.
Yeah, we had
yes.
It was going to be a carnival, basically.
It was. It was going to be the event.
That way.
The
yeah.
event. It
yeah,
just
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The wheels yeah. fell off.
So, I mean, think about this. So, fairs, right? You've
yeah.
got Summerfest. You've
yeah.
got this farmer's market. The number of people involved to put those together.
Right.
And Jim thought we were going to pull something like that.
I did my part.
But, yeah, but I mean, the city listened to them.
Yeah, right.
They were closing off the street. They were closing off Washington Street, North Washington Street. Got a good text here. Congratulations, John and Jim, for your 1 year anniversary. You got a great thing going there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. This has been fun.
Been a fun show, and the people have been great. And but you know what? It went by fast.
The
Didn't
year?
It?
Oh my
yeah.
God, we were talking about that. It just, and I'm going back through the calendar because we, you know, something that was pretty consistent is our weigh-ins, and not consistent. They went up. But
I still think the funniest thing is you and I were talking about, we got to lose weight. We're losing weight. Got to eat better. We're working out. Private trainer and Mark Houston did a big thing of bagels.
Literally.
So we went, boom! We sprang out to grab bagels and cream cheese.
You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. So we got a special guest on the phone. We're going to play Who Are You? I want each of you to ask one question of this individual. They will say yes or no. And then I want you guys to try and figure out
who
this is. We've got 2 minutes. We can always come back on the other side. So
Jim, you can
Jim,
be first.
Because you beat John in the weight loss challenge.
All right, I get to go
first.
You
go first, yes.
All right. Are you in the media?
I am.
John?
Are you a weather person?
I am not.
Jim?
I know that laugh, I think.
I thought I'm thinking that. TV?
No.
No. Oh, because I was thinking I got the
So was I.
Mornings, afternoons, or nights?
No, you got to just say it's
what?
Like
yes
one.
Or no, John.
It's yes or
oh,
no.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
just
yeah, yeah,
just yell at me.
Okay, right. Do you do a morning show?
I do not.
Huh.
I do not.
So radio, but not mornings.
Here's the one. Are you? Yeah, I can ask this. Are you a Green Bay personality?
No.
Okay, that eliminates a lot of people on my list.
I just got to let you guys know we got a text. Good luck getting the street closed next year if you have a carnival put together.
Yeah, good job.
Okay, yes or no question. Do you listen to our show?
Yeah.
All right. That's good. That was a good one.
Jim, one more question for you, then we'll go to a break and come back and finish this up.
Somebody text us. Whoever can get this, we'll give you a prize pack.
Radio.
Okay.
10 seconds.
Did we ever work together?
Yeah.
All right. So that's what you got so far.
All right. Okay. Help us out, texters. Quick break back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Don't make that big deal.
What was that, Jim? What was that?
Nothing.
1 year, and he's still doing that
he's
stuff.
He's disputing what she said. No, she couldn't be a Green Bay person.
Okay.
You got it stumped. Todd, you did a good job.
Can you
this.
Ask a couple more questions? Just yes. One each. One question.
Okay,
one each. Okay.
Go ahead, Jim.
Can I go first?
Are you married to somebody I would know?
No.
No. Oh, my God.
Are you?
Because I keep thinking about who it is, and it's...
Who do you think it is?
Are you married?
No.
Okay.
Can you guys give me a guess on both sides, and then we'll announce the...
I'm going to guess.
I was going to say Tammy Elliott.
Okay.
And I'm going to guess the state reporter that does the Wisconsin. What's in Wisconsin?
Lisa?
Terry Barr?
Oh, Terry Barr.
All right. Let's find out who it is. Stand by. Playing a round of Who Are You on this anniversary show? Caller, will you please tell Jim and John who you are?
I'm Catherine Lake, your program director.
Our boss. Oh, now it makes sense.
It does.
Radio, right. Not in the state.
Right.
WLS Chicago, or excuse me, WGN Chicago. Oh, she is our boss.
The boss. Okay. We knew that. We just wanted to kind of play along.
We're
team players.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you tune in and tell you?
Happy anniversary, guys. You. I am so proud to know you, and your work is just so exemplary. I just love listening, and thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, Kenny. Coming from somebody like you, which has incredible history in radio, being in the big time, like the top markets in the country, thank you very much for that. Thanks for what you do for us.
And the support you
thank
give
you
us,
guys.
Too.
Yeah. You don't have fun.
We like to be managed the way you manage us. You gotta leave us alone.
From a distance, right?
see you at the Christmas party and have a good life.
Something unique to my career, when I'm off the air, as soon as I take my headphones off, my boss isn't walking through the door.
Right.
John, we need to talk.
Hey, Catherine, did you hear what went down here this morning?
No, tell me.
Well, you might be, because the city of Green Bay might be contacting you or Sage.
So you remember that Jim had all these big grand ideas for the anniversary show, right? He was going to drop ping pong balls from the helicopter. We were going to close off the street. There were going to be bands and food trucks and magic and clowns and all sorts of dancing groups. Well, several weeks ago, I said, we can't do it. I don't have time to plan this. We'll do something else, but let's just have a regular show on that day. Okay, yep. This morning, I pull up this morning to our parking spots right on the side of the building here, and they're all bagged off. And so we can't park there. The parking meters have bags over them. And so...
Because I was walking in, and I see Jim heading in the opposite direction in his car. I'm like, where is that Jim? Where's he going? Then I saw him spin around, do a U-turn, and park in front. I'm like, oh, well, that's weird. I tell Todd, I said, hey, this is weird. Jim was like heading the opposite direction, and then he spun around. Is he lost or something? He goes, no, the parking meters are all bagged off. Nobody can park in our parking spaces. I'm like, why is that? And Todd goes, well, because the city believed we needed them marked off for the anniversary show. But that's only the beginning. Yeah. Tell the rest, Todd.
So we're sitting here, you know, talking and laughing about that. Jim didn't realize that until we told him on the air that's like, the reason why they were bagged off.
I thought they were painting the lines. I didn't know that they blocked it off for our show. So
we're sitting here on the air, and from where I sit, there's two windows that I can see out of, and I see this big flatbed truck pull up.
A city truck
with all these barricades and cones and road closed signs on it.
Big, like flashing type of road closed type sign.
They had the lights on. That's true.
Yeah, and I looked at John and go, do you realize what's going on out there?
And at first, I'm like, no, what? He goes, they're blocking off the street. No! So a city bus actually had to stop because they're starting to block it off. And Todd, go ahead.
So literally, John and I are like, Jim, you've got to go out there. You've got to go out there.
Shows off.
So Jim goes out there, and I've got a picture of him pointing at the guy, you know, telling him.
Blaming John Mino for this.
So we're not sure if we're, like, disgusted with him for not calling the thing up. Or really impressed that he actually pulled it off.
Most of it.
Yeah.
But I have to say, guys, this morning proves how much more money I need to make in this position. Right.
No,
so,
please.
Catherine, with you on the line.
Not even a question.
Get working on that.
Right. And Catherine, then the band called that I had booked.
Oh, yeah. And then my fried Johnny. Cheese curd guy yesterday. The magician called.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we on?
Yeah.
Because I maybe had mentioned something. Like, you guys, mark your calendars. 26th of June. It's 1 year anniversary. Be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be there. And then I guess I didn't copy him on
Jim,
the memo.
You know what Jim's problem is? He doesn't have a staff.
Right.
Jim
That's
needs
true.
A staff.
That is.
Is that the truth?
You and Todd.
Yes.
I tell you, I do miss that. And you're right. I think that's part of it, because you get these ideas and they've got to get implemented. And maybe I dropped the ball a little bit.
And I'll tell you what, if you want to, we're 100%, we want Todd to make more money, and Jim has offered to give up half his salary.
Done.
He has. He really has.
Well, if it's, I consider that. Todd's awesome.
Yes.
I mean, he just is. And this has really been fun, Catherine. And Johnny and I were talking when we started the show, when you wanted to be a kid, when you were a kid, what did you want to be? Mm-hmm. And he liked radio, right?
Yeah,
did you say 8th grade?
For vocation, that was my thing I had to write down to do a report on. I wanted to be a radio guy.
And I wouldn't have written that report 13 months ago. I just had no idea. But, thank you for the opportunity. I was kind of looking for something, and this has been fun. And
I was retired. I think I told you a story, Kat. I was retired for one day, and it was on my birthday.
Really?
And Jim calls. He's like, you know what? I'm done. I left my other job. I said, I'm good. And he goes, hey, Jenny, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm watching the NCAA tournament. Mike goes, hey, you want to do a radio show? I get where? I mean, thinking it was a little appearance type thing. He goes, no, you and me, we're doing a show. I'm like, we are?
Yeah.
We're going to Madison to talk about it. We are?
Wow.
Yeah. From that, we've
picked him up.
But we got to say this. You guys have been phenomenal.
Oh, I love
Civic Media has been phenomenal. Todd, Amanda, tremendous, all the people. But we've got the greatest, two things we've got that make it work, the greatest listeners and the greatest sponsors.
Yeah, we do.
Because
we
our
do.
Listeners been, get it. You know what I mean? They get it. They're all with it.
We were with a sponsor yesterday and over at the community shelter, and they love what we're doing for our community. You know, they're a good community sponsor of products, but they said for you guys to inform the community in a lighthearted way and not do anything real controversial. And there's too much controversy right now, just everywhere.
We don't need any more. We just need to wake up and get the weather and have some laughs.
There may be another issue.
Uh-oh.
That Jeff said today.
What?
So
I'm just going to throw it out here, Catherine, and then we're going off the air. We're running out because we don't want you to talk to us afterwards because we might be in trouble. So I lost the $100. I went out yesterday, 98 degree heat index, I was out for an hour and 47 minutes working out so I'd win the weigh-in competition for a $100 bet we had right from a year ago. Uh-huh. Okay. Jim won. And you know what he suggested to me? You're going to hate this term. He says, you got to go to a fat farm.
I know.
Yeah.
No.
I know. That's.
Yes. It. And so I will be filing a grievance.
We have HR now.
Catherine, thank you so very much for what you guys do for us.
And Sage.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Thank you to all of our listeners and sponsors. You guys are awesome. Back in tomorrow. Mind on the Mayor. See ya.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue.
I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.